no traffic incidents today, Momo.
Well,
I'm really mellow today.
Yeah.
It's a really mellow, upbeat, happy, enthusiastic show. Last night, I got pretty rocked. And then I ordered Honey Kettle's chicken from Culver City,
which
their
awesome.
Fried chicken is friggin' fantastic. Just fantastic. And I'm off my – I've been eating so carefully. I've actually lost 30 pounds in the pandemic.
Awesome.
You wouldn't even recognize me. But last night I broke down and went for the Honey Kettle's, which
I think
is
that
killer.
That's the key to a good diet. I've lost the same during the pandemic. It was mostly because I was trying to fix my back, right? I was like, okay, it's time. I got to get some weight off if I'm going to fix my back. I'm so glad I did it. But the key to the diet is I think you can't deprive yourself. If you go crazy with it, you're not going to last.
The pandemic.
You got to have your binges sometimes. You got to have it. You know,
hang on a second. Play that again, Jorge.
The pandemic.
The pandemic. I don't even remember that where that's from, but it makes me laugh.
That's funny.
You have it? Go ahead and play it.
I found something better during this pandemic. You know what I mean?
Okay. The what?
The pandemic. You know, with the coronavirus going on, Bob.
Yeah, not yet. Say it again.
The pandemic. You don't see what's going on outside in this world with the COVID?
Jerry, say pandemic.
Pandemic.
Pandemic. Now, let me ask you, where is that? Do we know where we got that from?
You had sent, I think you sent me this. And you said you got to load this in because it's from a podcast that somebody told you to kind of just
yeah,
like
it's from a podcast.
A clip, yeah, but then this guy's mom just goes at him like
pandemic.
That. Yeah, but he can't say pandemic.
By the way, you know, I wanted to mention this. I'm doing this afternoon the Kamenetsky Brothers late night happy hour. We're recording it in the afternoon because at late night I am not in a state to do any sort of podcast. But I'm glad those guys are doing well. I miss Andy and Brian.
Me too.
Great.
I text with them a little bit. I tweet at them a little bit. I miss
them.
Yeah,
when they air it, when they put it online, I will tweet a link to it because we'll do an hour that is just completely loose. And speaking of which, I was going to mention, Momo, you did the Culture Pop podcast. I've been doing a bunch of podcasts.
Yeah.
Right now because I'm promoting Culture Pop, which is my personal podcast. And Momo did a great edition of that. So search Culture Pop on either Spotify or iTunes. And joining us right now is the great ESPN baseball analyst Tim Kirkjian, one of my favorite guys to see on SportsCenter or doing a game. Tim, thanks for coming on. How are you, man?
I'm well, Steve. I'm well, Ramon. Everybody good there?
Yeah.
We're great because we're almost to baseball season, man. This is the best time of year.
Yeah, it's definitely the best time of year. Sadly for me, I am not going to spring training for the first time in 40 years because of COVID.
Yep.
But I'm taking the high road as always. I'm still covering games. I'm still working every day. I'm still doing baseball, and I'm still hoping that we get in 162 games and everybody's healthy and we can finish what we start. So that's where we are, and things are looking okay, I think, so far, and let's just hope it keeps up.
Yeah, you know, Tim, I have that same feeling about spring training because it's become sort of like a rite of passage every year. You know, it's like, oh, spring is here, and go to Arizona. But it feels like we could have a normal-ish season. And I know that that was something that even a few months ago, people were still questioning. The owners are questioning. The players are questioning, like, will there be fans? It seems like that's going to happen in some form or fashion in most ballparks this year. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. But that's what I'm also hoping for.
Yeah,
I think the one lesson, you know, we did a bunch of these. I've interviewed a bunch of players on Zoom this spring from my house. Not ideal. However, every single one of them said what they miss more than anything was last year was not having any fans in the stands. And even though there might be, you know, 500, 1,000 of them at a spring training game, that's way better than zero. So I'm hoping we're going to get fans in the stands for at as many ballparks as we can, assuming, of course, it's healthy enough to do that. We're following all the safety protocols. But there's no doubt the energy and the atmosphere that the fans bring to the game was missed terribly last year. So, yes, I think at some point this year there'll be fans, hopefully in every stadium, more than 25%. But I repeat, it's got to be healthy. Otherwise, we're going to get set back and maybe potentially not even finish the season.
Yeah. ESPN baseball analyst Tim Kirkton is with us. Mason and Ireland show. Momo is in for John Ireland today. So I want to ask you about this. This is kind of a broader baseball question. There are reports, and I've read some stuff, that say that the ball is going to be a little bit different this year, that it is going to be deadened somehow. Are you getting that? And what do you think the impact of that is?
All right, well, let's assume for a second that it's absolutely true, which I'm not sure we've proven that exactly yet. I think it's worth a try. And I think it's worth a try during a season like this where we're trying all sorts of things, much like we did last year. There are too many home runs in the game. And because there are so many home runs, that leads to so many strikeouts, so many walks. So let's assume the ball is indeed deadened and it's not traveling as far. This is the positive of that. The little middle infielder who's been hitting the ball out of the ballpark for 5 years says, boy, the ball isn't traveling like it used to. I can't hit it out of the park as easily as I did before. I'm going to start to put it in play more. I'm going to concentrate on making contact more. I'm going to hit a hard ground ball into that hole on the right side. I'm going to hit a ball to the opposite field instead of trying to get every ball in the air and trying to hit a home run, which again leads to this unbelievably historic number of strikeouts. So that's the hope by deadening the ball, is that we'll have more balls in play and these great, wildly acrobatic and athletic middle infielders we have are going to get to play the game more. That's what I'm looking for. That's my favorite part of the game, and we just don't have enough in between the homers, the walks, and the strikeouts.
Yeah, I'm with you, Timmy. Like, I always feel like when I go to a game and I can just tell everybody's just trying to jack home runs all the time, that's not baseball to me. Like, that's batting practice. And, you know, I like the strategy. I like defense. I'm curious to see how it plays out, but I also think there's another effect of that on pitching staffs, because I mean, you know, the last couple of years there's always one or two pitchers that have a great Cy Young kind of year where they can go deep into games, but even really good pitchers are getting shelled. Even really good pitchers have ERAs that are closer to four than closer to two when guys are hitting home runs at this clip. Like, what does that do to pitchers if the ball is a little deader?
Well, we're trying to keep our pitchers healthier. And when you have to make a perfect pitch in order to get a big-time hitter out, you're going to try to hit the corners, all that, instead of just challenging the guy, even though the stuff of today's pitchers is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But every guy in the lineup can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Therefore, these pitchers are saying, I can't throw a ball in the center of the plate, because if I make a mistake, it's not a line drive to left field. It goes 20 rows up in the seats in left center. Oral Hershiser told me many years ago that 100 pitches today is the equivalent of 130 pitches when he pitched effectively in the mid-80s, because back then you weren't on every pitch wasn't a high leverage pitch. But with our pitchers today recognizing how big and strong and athletic these guys are, they're saying, I can't throw the ball in the strike zone because they're going to hit a home run if I miss. But they that's why there's so many walks, but their stuff is so good, that's why there's so many strikeouts. But if you throw it in that hitter's bat path, the one bat path that they have, again, it's going to be a home run. But if you miss that bat pass, if you avoid it, you're going to not just get them out, you're going to strike them out.
Right, right. Hey, let me ask you about the Dodgers. I'm a Dodger fan. I'm at a lot of the games. I was at the World Series last year in Arlington or couple of months ago in Arlington, Texas, and was there to see the Dodgers win. Any question that this is the best team in baseball?
No, it was the best team in baseball last year, clearly, even though the Braves almost beat them in the NLCS. But during the regular season and for most of October, it was clear they were the best team in baseball, and they're better now. Let's keep in mind, they led the National League in ERA by 0.82 last year. That's Whoa. The largest gap in the history of the National League between one and the runner-up in ERA in a league. And now their pitching is even better. You could make a case based pretty much on 2020 that the Dodgers not only have the best seven-man rotation in the game, not really close when you go seven deep, but they also have the best one, the best two, the best three, the best four, the best five, the best six, and the best seventh starter in the National League. Wow. That's how loaded that rotation is right now. The bullpen is really good, too, and they hit the ball out of the ballpark. It's the perfect recipe.
So, Tim, I think we have the next generation of really exciting young players just blossoming, right? Whether it's Acuna or Soto or Tatis Jr. Who are your favorite young players? And maybe some that we know or some that we haven't heard of yet, but we will know this year.
Well, first off, the last 10 years, starting with Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, I have never seen this kind of influx of great, young, big, strong, athletic players. Never seen anything like this. They come in waves, and they're bigger, stronger, and faster than ever. Juan Soto is the guy that I pay the most attention to among the really young guys. Only three guys age 20 have ever hit cleanup in a World Series game. Ty Wow. Cobb, Miguel Cabrera, and Juan Soto. That's the Cool. list. That guy's plate discipline is ridiculously good for anyone, but to have it at age 19 and 20 and 21 is just remarkable. He does not chase out of the strike zone. If you make a mistake in the strike zone, he crushes you. And that year he had last year was spectacular, but because he missed some games, he didn't win the MVP, but he's the best young hitter in the game. There are so many guys similar to him, Acuna Jr., oh my God, Fernando Tatis Jr., how good is that guy?
Yep.
They're everywhere, and Wander Franco is on the way. He'll be the next one, whether it's this year or next. It's really a spectacular group of players.
Well, listen, Tim, we appreciate you coming on. Know you're busy. Love when you're on the broadcast. I love those kind of wide-open games, like I'm watching the Dodgers Royals game right now, and Jess Mendoza is doing it, and Carl Ravitch, and I see Jeff Passanon. Those are so good, and you do a bunch of those too. It's just great for the game, I think, and gives great insight into each of these teams that participates in those games. So keep up the great work, and we look forward to talking to you again, man.
Okay, Steve. Thank you. Ramona, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, cool. Timmy.
There's Tim Kirchen. And Jorge, we've got some breaking news.
Ooh.
Breaking news on 710 ESPN, powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons. An announcement from Stan Kasten, the CEO of the Dodgers.
I'm excited.
On behalf of the Dodgers organization and its fans, we want to express our sincere appreciation and gratitude to Governor Newsom, his staff, and the many others who have worked tirelessly on revised guidelines which provide a blueprint for California outdoor sports venues to reopen to fans.
What?
The Dodgers hope to announce health and safety protocols for fans as well as a ticket policy for reduced capacity in the coming days. The Dodgers and local officials will continue to monitor conditions with the hope of safely adding greater capacity as the season progresses. It sounds like there will be some number of fans at opening day on April 14th for the Dodgers.
I'm getting chills. I'm literally getting chills. I can taste the Dodger dog. I can
How
taste
great,
it. Can
you, what great oh, news that is.
Oh, cold beer. Cold beer. Dodger dog, cold beer.
You know, it just feels like the world is opening up again.
Oh.
After all this, and it's hard to believe that last March the 12th was the last day that I did a show from in the studio. And since then, I have been at my house doing the show. Say that one more time. Okay, say that on the air. You can say that on the air.
I'm telling you guys to break in a very polite way, but yeah, you're not taking it the right way. That's okay. What I'm saying.
More on the other side. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, I hate the expression Happy Friday. It's such a cliche to say Happy Friday, but it really is a happy Friday.
It is.
I just got more information. This is more breaking news. Lindsay Theory, who is our Rams beat reporter. California has updated its restrictions regarding sports stadiums. They can reopen on April 1.
Whoa.
If it's the purple tier, and I don't understand these color things that they do, if it is a purple tier, according to the governor and the county, fans will be limited to just 100. If we make the red tier, and that's where we're expected to get by the time we get to Dodgers opening day, there will be 20% capacity allowed. When we get to the orange tier, we will get 33% capacity. And in the yellow tier, 67% capacity. But that means that there will be fans, some number of fans, we hope 20% capacity, for the Dodgers on opening day.
Anything. I don't really want there to be too many people there, because it's the whole point is that it's safe if you're distant, okay? So if, you know, you go with a group of three people that you've all, you know, in your same household or been tested or vaccinated or whatever it is, that's cool. But I don't want to be sitting too close to other people that, you know, got to have a lot of space. But 20%, do you know how big a difference that's going to be?
Oh, huge.
I mean, it is so weird when there's no, I mean, the cardboard cutouts and the, ugh.
Now you've been to,
no.
NBA games? You have not been to an NBA game as media.
So what day is it today? What's today's date?
The 5th.
The 5th. Okay. It is almost 1 year since I've been to an NBA game. March 8th was the last NBA game I went to last year. It was Lakers-Clippers. They played the Bucks and the Clippers March 6th and March 8th. Those were the last ones I went to because I skipped the Nets game on the 10th because I was starting to get really nervous about the virus. I was like, I don't want to keep going to these big public
events.
I
remember exactly when I got nervous about it. It was when I was at the Milwaukee Lakers game
on that the 6th.
Friday night.
Yep.
Because everybody was there.
Yeah.
By the way, and we were already at the point where you weren't supposed to shake hands. And just reflex ended up shaking people's hands all night long because there are people I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yep.
But everybody was at that game, and that was it. The Clippers
game was
on Sunday. And then was there a Nets game on Tuesday,
I think? There was a Nets game on Tuesday, the 10th. And I'm, you know, looking back in retrospect, I'm really glad I didn't go because remember a bunch of guys on the Nets tested positive.
And then it got shut down Wednesday night when Rudy Gobert tested positive.
Yep.
And that was a surreal situation when Rudy Gobert tested positive.
Yep.
So we're almost there, people. Just keep it locked down a little bit longer.
Be smart for the next few weeks. There's variants coming in. We don't all have our vaccines, right? Like,
oh yeah, Dr. Ramona.
Listen,
talking about variants.
It's a critical time period. You got to just keep it tight for another couple of weeks. Just hang in there, everybody. Right? Just hang in there.
Speaking from experience, please use common sense.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Adam, you actually had it, right?
It was touch and go for a little bit. I missed almost a month and a half.
Whoa.
I went to the hospital and I was on oxygen for 2.5 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
it really changes your view of it. Now, do you still have to get a shot?
That's
the
thing.
Or are you immune because you had it?
I'm not, to be honest, that's something I don't know, and I think that's something like I need to find out. I'm still being careful. Obviously for my sake, for my family's sake, for anyone's sake, wearing a mask and doing all that. And you know, I gotta look up all the information. Like I imagine I probably still need to take the vaccine.
I think you do. I think I've heard. Well, I don't know. You got a research. Do you know how you got it? Do you? Was that a weird question to ask you?
No, it's like, you know, I got it from someone who ended up getting it from their significant other just randomly. And it just happened. And my wife ended up getting it. My one-year-old baby daughter ended up getting it.
Oh,
thankfully, thankfully, their symptoms were mild. But yeah, that thing kicked my ass.
Wow. Wow. Are you 100% now?
Yeah, I feel good. Thankfully.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I mean, it's scary. I had a couple of friends who got it.
Yeah, me too.
And a couple of friends who died. And wow. It changes your view of it
mm-hmm.
when that happens, when it hits that close. Hey, let's change the subject because that part of it got really depressing.
Yeah, sorry.
Momo, thanks a lot for that.
Hey.
So we're going to give away that Lakers edition Papa Shot in about 10 minutes. So make sure you're here for that. In fact, we'll load up the phones. Jorge, get me caller number 7 and caller number 10 to play a game. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. I wanted to circle back to Blake Griffin was and the Detroit Pistons have parted ways. And Blake Griffin is clearly not the same player he was when he was with the Clippers and when he first got to Detroit. He was averaging about 12 points a game, 6 rebounds, 5 assists in about 31 minutes a game. So he's not a gigantic force on a game. And you could argue, you know, maybe viewed more as a bench guy than a starter right now. I think that's the way I would view him. Wouldn't you, Momo?
Yeah, I think he's a guy who'd give about 15, 20 good minutes. Good rotate, you know, decent rotation player, veteran guy. I actually think he's a really smart basketball player, good passer. So he can help a team that just needs more smart, good basketball players. But if you're expecting him to be the same kind of athlete he was before, that's probably not what you're getting.
Yeah. Do you think he makes any sense for the Lakers?
Yes, in the sense that he can still play, and I think he's got a lot of talent. He's a high IQ basketball player. Yeah, it makes sense. But I think they have other needs. Like, to me, I think they, you know, it kind of depends. How do you feel about Marc Gasol at this stage? How do you feel about Wes Matthews at this stage?
I mean, we don't have a great my issue is we don't have a great rim protector. We don't have that guy. We don't have
his name is Anthony Davis.
We don't have a JaVale.
His name
is
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it is Anthony Davis. You're right. But still, last year we had a big five who protected the rim. We had two of those guys.
Like, the idea is if the Lakers get into a series against the Denver Nuggets, who's guarding Jokic?
Yep.
Who's guarding Gobert? Who's guard? Like, do you feel like Marc Gasol is the guy there? Can he do enough? You know, I mean, that series against Denver last year, Dwight Howard was the guy. I mean, he just got in there. He had 6 fouls. He was not afraid to use them. He messed with Jokic. He got under his skin. He kind of shoved him around. Like, the Lakers don't have that right now.
Yeah, and a lot of people have speculated, yeah, well, what about JaVale McGee? Because he's probably going to be either trade market or buyout market. So, unfortunately, you can't re-sign somebody who just played for you.
He'd have to go to another team first.
Which means he'd have to sign with somebody else and then potentially be traded to the Lakers. But he can't, even if he's bought out.
He could get traded to another team and then bought out and then go back.
There you go. That would be it. But that's like running. That's very tricky.
Yeah, I also think there's going to be just other options. You know, there's some things in, like, what's Boston's a team to watch. Like, are they going to keep Tristan Thompson? Okay.
Right.
There's a guy named Thaddeus Young in Chicago who's a really good player. He's having a good year. But the Bulls aren't really doing anything this year. Do they try to trade him? What about Atlanta? They've got a couple. You know, there's also, like, Dwayne Dedman.
I mean,
there's,
I keep mentioning Hassan Whiteside. Who I think would be a great fit, would be exactly what the Lakers need. He's in Sacramento, and he's not playing big minutes. He's the kind of guy who would make a difference for this team.
Yeah. I mean, I just think there's going to be a lot of options. Especially, see, there's 2 or 3 teams that people want to play for right now. The Nets, people are going to want to play for the Nets. They're going to want to play for the Lakers. They're going to want to play for the Clippers. They're going to want to play for the Sixers, the Bucks. There's, you know, Okay, I named five and I said two or three. There are the contending teams are going to have right. their pick of a lot of guys. I think PJ Tucker is another name to watch, especially in Houston. I don't think Boogie Cousins makes sense for the Lakers. Like he, you know, if you look at him statistically side by side with Marc Gasol, he actually has had a better year.
Right. But, he's more offensively geared yeah, than he is defensively
yeah,
geared.
Yeah, they need somebody that's defense.
that's a down low, body up, mm-hmm. Rim protector. That's what they really need.
Yeah, and I think we're revisiting the decision to go with Marc Gasol over Dwight Howard. I mean, the Lakers yeah. had an interest in re-signing Dwight. They kept calling him. You know, they wanted him back, but they didn't commit to him because they were holding out. They liked the idea of a five like Marc Gasol who can create offense, a great passer, high basketball IQ, and it was just a question of how much does Mark have left? How yep. much can he really still be that
a lot of fans,
defensive
not
player
big
of the
on
year?
Mark, he's not big on Lakers Twitter right
yeah.
now. Marc Gasol.
Yeah, I'm still holding reserve and judgment.
As a disappointment.
So far, yeah, I'd say he's a disappointment so far. But some of that is he's got to play his way into shape a little bit.
Yep.
Some of it is just, you know, new system, new team. So I think you should reserve judgment on that for a bit.
Okay. Hey, Jorge, do we have a caller number 7 and a caller number 10?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay. We will play next for this brand new Lakers edition Papa Shot arcade style game. Somebody is going to win it right now. We got a stupid little game for them to play. We'll do that next. And don't forget, All-Star Week is driven by Santa Monica Lincoln, your Los Angeles dealership for sales and service. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
The pandemic.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 and bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We've been telling you about this. We've got a Lakers edition Papa Shot arcade basketball game for your man cave,
woo!
For your garage, for your living room. And we're going to give it away right now. We welcome to the show Jason and Laverne. Jason, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for having me.
And Ryan in Santa Clarita is here. Hey, Ryan, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Good.
Show.
Thank you, man. All right, so here's how this is going to work. I am going to ask you to name past or present Lakers. You get 3 seconds to be able to name one. If you don't do it within 3 seconds, you're buzzed out and you cannot repeat a name. Does that make sense, guys?
Okay.
Yep, exactly. So it's Jason and Laverne, Ryan and Santa Clarita. Name any past or present Laker. Jason.
Kobe.
Kobe. Ryan.
Rick Fox.
Yep, Jason.
Shaq.
Ryan.
Robert Horry.
Jason.
Chris Parker.
Ryan.
Magic.
Jason.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Ryan.
Derek Fisher.
Jason.
Devin George.
Ryan.
Andrew Bynum.
Jason.
Chris Mim.
Wow. Ryan.
James Worthy. Whoa.
Jason.
Xavier Henry.
Whoa. Ryan. Three.
Brian Shaw.
Okay, whoa. Jason. Three. Two. One.
Gary Payton.
What did you say?
Gary Payton.
Gary Payton.
Gary
okay.
Payton.
Okay.
Ryan.
Carmelo.
Jason. Three.
Ooh. Chris Kaman.
Two. What was that?
Chris Kaman. Oh.
Did Chris Kaman never – I don't think he ever did play for the Lakers, did he?
Yeah, he did. He was laying on
yeah,
the bench.
Yeah, he did.
He's the one that laid on the bench.
Yeah.
You're right.
Down
you're
on
right.
The bench.
No, Jason, you're still alive. Ryan.
Thank you.
Three, two, one. Ryan, I am sorry. Jason wins on Chris Kamen, of all people. Ryan, thanks a lot for playing. Jason, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I just got to say, it's a big pleasure to hear Ramona go, on all my wild guesses. Because if there's anyone that knows ball, it is Ramona Momo Shelburne.
Thank you, man.
There you go.
You had some pulls there.
Yeah, you had some crazy pulls on that game.
Deep into the Laker log.
Are you the one that had Devin George?
Yeah.
Devin George is
the partner. I just thought of the bad days, man. And
bonus,
said they're gonna
bonus points if you can tell me what college Devin George went to.
That I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Can't believe no love for Mark Madsen.
Minnesota Augsburg. That's a
wow. Yeah, no, we were never going to guess that. Never going to guess that. Hey, Jason, congratulations, man. You got a Lakers edition Papa Shot arcade basketball game. And enjoy that on us, man.
Hey, thank you so much. The reason why I've been a longtime listener, and I love you guys, and appreciate it.
All right, awesome, man. Jason, thanks a lot. We really appreciate that. All right, there's Jason, and don't forget, All-Star Week driven by Santa Monica Lincoln, your Los Angeles dealership for sales and service. That's a nice item. That's a nice giveaway right there. Love me some Papa Shot.
I think that's one of the best prizes we've ever given away. I mean, that's really fun. I mean, that's like a whole entertainment center right there.
Especially right now. I just asked you, what are you going to do this weekend? And you said nothing.
I'm going to go swimming.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch some shows. We got to play with my son. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got some stuff too. I'm watching Coming to America. Number 2 is out on Amazon Prime.
So cool.
Very excited about that. I'm going to watch the double feature. I'm going to go back and watch the original and then follow it up with the brand new one. Because I think we'll get more of the jokes if we watch the first one first, which is I think is totally worth doing because I haven't seen the original in a long time. Hey, I wanted to ask you one other thing about baseball. It's been a big baseball day. Do you agree with the idea of deadening the baseball? Because a lot of people, Ireland disagrees with me on this. He says, no, I want to see home runs. Home runs are what people say. Ladies like the long ball, all that kind of stuff. I am for deadening the baseball. What about you?
I think I am too. I'm with Tim Kirchen. I don't like home run ball. It's just, it takes all the fun out of the game. And I think that it's almost like steroids. Like it, when during the steroid era, there was an inducement to take them because like, it was like everybody is taking them. And so if you don't take them or perform, if you don't take anything, you're behind. And
right.
I think with home runs, it's the same thing. If you don't just play the homer ball and everybody, you know, every middle infielder is trying to jack 15, 20 home runs every year, then you're behind. So if you deaden the ball a little bit, it gets people back to playing old school baseball, which is what, you know, you and I love.
Right.
That's what I like about the game. I almost wanted to throw some, when the Dodgers played the Red Sox in that World Series, was it 2018? Is it 19? I forget which year it was. 18. I could barely watch. I hated the way they played that year.
Right.
I was just homer. I mean, it was just
– Yeah, that was the year they broke the all-time league record for home runs.
Yeah, but by the time they got to the World Series, it didn't work, and it was so frustrating. Every game was just like somebody trying to hit a three-run bomb. And
yeah,
if not,
and to me, what the game needs is action, right?
Yeah.
A home run is great. You know what's really great? A triple.
Yeah.
You know what's really great? A guy trying to stretch a single first to third. That's great.
Double steal.
You know what's great? A stolen base.
Yeah.
You know, it will make sense to steal bases again.
Right.
In an era where there's no home, where there are fewer home runs. Because in the last few years, it seemed dumb to steal a base because the next guy could hit a home run and drive you
in. Right.
Now, if a home run is not guaranteed, if it's going to be more like a double off the wall, it doesn't make sense anymore it does make sense now to steal bases. That's what the game needs. The game needs more action, and I think this is going to give it more action. I'm curious to see just how much deadened it is.
Well, I think there's been a lot of studies about how enhanced it was last year.
Yes.
The ball was, a little tighter?
It was a little tighter. It was a little heavier. It's going to be a little bit lighter this year and a little bit softer.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I noticed it. Just you and I play in our fantasy league. I mean, you could just tell the pitchers' ERAs. I'd be interested to see. Go back through the rotisserie league that you played in for, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
And see what the leading ERA is. Like, whoever wins an ERA or whip.
Yeah.
Every year. If you go back, like, 10 years, I guarantee you it's a lot less.
It was a lot less. And I think it's going to be a lot less this year, too. A lot less. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is dangerous because Momo's game today. And, Momo, what is the name of the game?
Who said it? Is it a Kardashian, a Real Housewife, or a Soprano? I'm excited.
Okay.
I had fun.
That is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah. Game of Games time. And so far in the month of March, Lindsay has won 4 times. She's off today. Ireland has won twice. Michael Thompson, me, yet to scratch. Momo, yet to scratch. Jorge yet to scratch, and Bronstein has not scratched.
I'm trying to decide if I should donate my potential win to someone else, since I'm only going to be on the show like once this month, possibly.
That's true, one time. Well, it would be great to be on the scoreboard, Adam. Great to be on the scoreboard.
Well, yeah, I know, but like, if anybody wants to lobby me for my win, if I do get it, I'd be happy to give it to someone.
You are playing Lindsay's role, okay, so it should go to her. Right? Don't you think?
Well, I mean, she can lobby me for it if she wants the point.
No, I'll give you a raise, Adam.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm the boss. I will give you a raise.
All right,
just
LeBron.
Keep the W, Adam. Keep the W.
All right, Game
Think
of
about
Games
the family.
Is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right, so Momo, describe the game one more time.
All right, so I have some famous quotes. Well, I don't know how famous they are, but they're quotes that were said by a member of the Kardashian family or, enterprise, okay?
Yep.
So connected to Kardashians.
Yep.
A Real Housewife could be any of the Real Housewives.
Doesn't help me at all.
No.
Could be any of the Real Housewives or a character on The Sopranos, all right? You have 3 choices for each quote. You have to tell me
the answers
Soprano.
Are Kardashian, yep. Real Housewife, or Sopranos.
Correct. All right? I got a lot of these quotes, so we're just going to see how many we get through, okay?
Okay.
All right. Quote number one. If the trash bag fits, wear it.
Mason.
Is that a Mason? What do you got?
I thought we were all guessing.
No.
We're all guessing.
Okay.
I will say that is a Real Housewife.
All right. Bronny?
That's a Kardashian.
Jorge?
Housewife.
It's
that
Kim.
It's a
Kim.
Housewife.
That
is
what?
A housewife.
No.
Heidi Gunvalson from the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Kim was the one who posed in the trash bag, wasn't she?
If the trash bag fits, wear it. Vicky Gunvalson. Nice try.
Right. She tricked me.
Excellent.
Okay. If you can quote the rules, then you can obey them. Hold on. If you can quote the rules, then you can obey them. Is that a Kardashian, Real Housewife, or Soprano?
Adam, it's to you.
Oh, this is just brutal. I'll take a Kardashian again.
You got a 1 in 3 chance.
Kardashian.
All right.
Kardashian. Jorge.
All right. Jorge.
Yeah, Kardashian.
I'm going to go Sopranos.
Steve Mason. You are good. That is Tony Soprano.
Nice.
Dang, Google came in there.
All right.
I don't care enough to Google first.
Adam, go first. Okay. Let me Google.
All right. You guys got to get this one. Come on. This is a good one. Ready? You know, I've realized that I'm probably just perfect, and it's everybody else around me that's got issues. Jorge,
okay,
you're up first.
It's you, Jorge.
Kardashian, for sure.
Mace?
I am going to go, we're due for a Kardashian.
Yeah, third time's the charm, Kardashian.
Yeah, you guys are all right. Yeah. That is Scott Disick from the Kardashians.
Is he one of the guys that's kind of a loser?
He is the father of...
He's the ex-husband of Courtney, I think, right?
Yeah, Courtney's ex-husband and father of her kids. Okay.
Okay, so it's all Mason right, 3, Jorge 2, Adam 1.
All right. I am obsessed with trash TV. I watch all the reality shows. This is Bronny first.
I'm going to go Housewife.
Housewife. Jorge?
Housewife.
Housewife. Yeah, I'm going to go housewife also.
Yeah, you're all right. That is NeNe Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Okay. All right.
Let's God, go. I don't watch any of those shows.
I know, but you're doing really good.
Oh, my okay. God.
There is no chemical solution to a spiritual problem. Who's up first now?
I'm up first. I'm going to say that's Soprano.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go Sopranos as well.
Yeah, me too, Soprano.
Oh, you're all right. Christopher Moltisanti. Do you like that one, Christopher?
Yeah, oh, Christopher. Actually, Michael Imperioli did my Culture Pop podcast. Fascinating guy.
All right.
Hashtag shameless plug.
Okay, yep. Well, we gotta, what's plug. Our count here? What's our count?
It's Mason 5, Jorge 4, Adam 3.
All right, ready?
I think we've got two left.
Two left, okay. I don't care how close you are. In the end, your friends are going to let you down. Family. They are the only ones you can depend on. Is that a Kardashian, ooh, housewife, or Soprano? Ooh.
God.
This is Bronny up first.
I've got a Bronny's
Bronny, right?
up first. Okay.
Bronny's first.
Ooh, man. God, it sounds so poetic that it should be Sopranos, but I'm going to go Kardashian.
Jorge, what say you?
I'm going to go Sopranos.
I am going to go Sopranos also.
It's a Soprano. That's Tony. That's Tony. Eh. All right, you ready?
This is the last one. Me 6, Jorge 5, Adam 3. We'll go to a tiebreaker if necessary.
All right.
There's a lot of baggage that comes with us, but it's like Louis Vuitton baggage. You always want it.
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Kardashian for sure.
Kardashian.
Oh, is that too easy?
That was too easy.
All right, I'll do a harder one. Okay. You have your whole life to be old, but a few years to be young.
Kardashian.
I'm going to say housewife.
I'll say Kardashian also.
That is Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. All right, that's a win for me. Let's stop the score. Stop the score. It's a win for me.
Steve Mason's the winner on a Friday.
It's a win for Google.
It is not a win for Google. I am not that guy. A lot of people believe Ireland is that guy. It Friday.
I did it once. Right. You know I cheated once. I did. I felt really bad about it, but I did.
Did you confess at the time?
I did. No, not at the time. I think the next week. I think it worked on my mind all weekend. And I was like, I don't, you know, that was really bad.
Because you're found not guilty doesn't mean you're innocent.
That's 100% true. That was the case with Michael Thompson.
Yes.
He was not found innocent. He was found not guilty.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And actually, it was a pretty smart defense that we couldn't find the timestamp on what he Googled. And so we couldn't prove that he Googled it before the question.
He literally pulled a Johnny Cochran and said, if the site was not hit, you must acquit.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So let's do this.
Baseball.
I've got a question. The All-Star Dunk Contest is this weekend. We're getting ready for the All-Star Dunk Contest. And I have got the odds for who's going to win the All-Star Dunk Contest. There are three competitors. There is Obi Toppin, who plays for the Knicks.
Yep, lottery pick.
Anthony Simons, who plays for Portland.
Yep, Portland.
And there is Cassius Stanley, who plays for Indiana.
Yeah, he's mostly been in the G League this year, but yeah, he's a Sierra Pride of Sierra Canyon.
So the favorite is Obi Toppin.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Simons is second, and Cassius Stanley is third. Momo, who do you like to win? Who do you like to win the most obscure NBA slam dunk contest in history?
I'm gonna go with Cassius Stanley because I have seen his highlights on YouTube, and I they're pretty awesome. I think he is a very exciting dunker.
Why do you think nobody does the slam dunk contest? Like a lot of people, the Skills Challenge has got Luka, Chris Paul, Domantas Sabonis, Robert Covington, Nikola Vucevic, and Julius Randle. And the three-point shooting contest has got Steph, Zach LaVine, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum.
I know. Why do you think where's Zion? Hi, Zion. Can you be in the dunk? You're an all-star, right?
Yeah. Why are people willing to do the Skills Challenge and the three-point contest, but they're not willing to do the dunk contest?
I believe it is there's not as much, there's not enough upside, and there's only downside to this. You could get hurt, you could embarrass yourself, you could stink, right? Like Zion is an amazing dunker. If he goes out there and doesn't win, or if he bricks them, or, you know, God forbid gets hurt, like it's just not enough reward for the risk.
So is it the losing of it?
I think it's the losing, but I think it's also this sense of like a lot of the great dunkers, they've done it once and then they kind of retired from it. Like Kobe
right.
did it once, Jordan did it, right? Like you don't want to do it too many. Like I still think LeBron should have done it earlier in his career. He didn't. Zion, the fact that he's not doing it right now is disappointing to me because you want him to do it early. Like you shouldn't have to be doing that when you're older. But to me, like look,
like last year Dwight yeah. did it, and he was clearly not
the same
Dwight. He was the guy who really had no chance.
Yeah, but I like that he did that. He put himself
too.
Out there, and Dwight to me, like he actually was not as bad as you know people talk about. But
who was it last year? It was
Derek
Aaron
Jones
Gordon
Jr.
and Derek Jones Jr. going
yeah.
at it, right?
Yeah, and they all had great dunks, and like Zach LaVine has been a great dunker. But I just think that. I think that you do it early in your career, you win or you don't embarrass yourself, but there's something about like when you're a real superstar in this league, you don't really want to put yourself in positions where you look
so
bad,
you're down
right?
a step if you lose that.
Yeah. And like Mace, like would you throw yourself on TV with little time to prep and little time to,
what do you think?
Little familiar.
There are cameras yeah, and I'm on TV. Of course
I
would.
You would. But
but you
then
really
the
need
downside
to ask that
to that, I know you have a lot of confidence in yourself and that's great, but I have been put in positions where like I'm just not set up to succeed. I'm not set up to, all I can do is not look bad. And that's
right.
that's what I think the dunkers feel. All I can do is not look bad or get
I've
hurt.
Got another little nugget to go before we wrap things up.
What
this
do you
is
got?
Bill Shaken. And again, there's all kinds of good news on the pandemic front today with sports.
He's still my heart.
Bill Shaken, you need people in the stands to entertain, to really, I think, play at the max level. Updated story, Dodgers and Angels would be limited to 100 fans with the current virus state, but projected LAOC improvement could mean 20% capacity on opening day. That is awesome news. Awesome news. Chance to be at a Dodger game or an Angel game on opening day. Hey, that's it for us this week. Thanks a lot. Don't forget to be back here Monday. Candace Parker is going to join us. So is Stan Kasten, the CEO and president of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Momo, you're coming back, right?
Yeah, I think so. And was that a bad game? Will you have me back? I don't know.
You're back.
Like that wasn't as good.
You're back no matter what. We've got nobody else. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.